Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Very good. Yeah.
Well, hi guys.
Hi.
Hey, well, today enjoyed what you put out there in front of us. I'm in the singing category. Probably the last one, isn't it? You haven't had
no.
We still have to get a buy.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Did you get your numbers?
Yes.
Okay. You guys, you know, you're at a point. The chorus is at a point where you make a lot of great choices, and it happens a lot of times. But it's times where we just kind of forget that are keeping us out of the 70s. Wouldn't you like to be that in the 70s, way up in the 70s?
Sure.
There's no reason why this group can't. So I'm not slapping your wrists. I'm just saying this is how we arrived and where we are. You're doing so many good things, and sometimes we forget that. And I want you to be aware how much I know. And if I know about it, other judges know, other audience people know, and that's important. But it's all about me. So, let's talk about what can we do that's not happening consistently well, okay? So, at first, if I don't say how great everything is all the time, you understand we're trying to improve. I'm not trying to say this was terrible, this was awful. I understand a lot of good things. Do we understand the category, first of all? Do we need an explanation or any kind of brief overview?
There are four new guys.
Probably be good, did you?
Reader's Digest quickie.
Okay, singing categories, pretty self-explanatory. Five areas: tuning, vocal quality, unity, which is like attacks, releases, vocal timbres, matching, and so on. Expansion of sound. Do those first three things well, the sound's going to expand. It's going to sound 30, sound like 60, maybe 90. That happens. And then artistry. How what you do when you take music, you take notes and words and turn them into music. That gets you right here. Okay? Is that pretty Reader's Digest enough?
Yeah.
Good. So, let's see. First song, Always. One of the things I mentioned was vocal quality. Basis. You have some great choices that you're making vocally in the comfort zone of all your ranges. But as you get down, like, into the low part of your range, it's just kind of a little bit gravelly. You know what I mean by gravelly? Kind of duck-like. Okay? And that's the only way I can describe the sound I just made. It gets that way because we don't trust ourselves to say, in that low range, I can use this warmer, bigger voice. I may not hear it like I can hear the other things, but that's because of the limits on the human's ear. Okay? So we want to get a nice, tall, open, warm sound with a lot of brilliance in the low range. Now, I don't have an example of where it happens, but you know in the first song on Always, I'll be loving you, always. Here's an example. I think that's kind of like your notes right there. Well, can we sing that so I can point out to you what I'm looking for? Basis, I like using the rule. Use twice as much air with half the volume. Okay?
Sherman has never told us that.
No. Jim Sherman?
Jim Sherman.
Jim Sherman's a member of
the Nobody listens to him anyway.
Okay, from the floor.
I'll be loving you always.
Good. Jim, that's our basis only, please.
I'll be loving you always.
Yeah. Hear the difference?
I'll be loving you always.
I'm guessing it's a note, but you hear the difference? Basis, would you sing it that way? I call it the radio monster voice.
I'll be loving you always.
Yeah. What a great face.
Would you go ahead and pop your corner?
Always.
Say with me?
Always.
Oop, too hard.
Always.
Better, hear the difference?
Yes.
See?
In this case, less is much better.
Always.
And when you get to that note, you don't want to be any louder than that.
Okay.
Okay? I'd say you feel it in your pick on you. It's not just you. It's like, that's what we want to do to create a good unit of sound. Basses and leads together, see?
I'll be loving you.
Baritones, did you hear that?
Yes.
Isn't that pretty? Can you fit your part in there and say, oh yeah, we're going to just enhance it.
I'll be loving you always.
Yeah. Was that difficult?
No.
That's pretty
easy.
You know, it's not doing it that's really hard. It's remembering to do it all the time. That's a challenge. Okay? And now, he just by nodding yes at me, he said, I'm going to remind them when I need to. Right? I know they had naughty. That's what I want to hear. Okay, let's move on. We did have a couple spots, guys, where it was what I call slow to tune. Okay? We kind of sang, and then we tuned it. We've got to hear that note where we're going to before we get into that. Or sometimes, out of tune, but we got landed on the wrong note and we never did fix it. Okay? I'm not going to go through examples of that right now, but be aware of that. Okay, well, I don't need to go through examples because you guys are good enough. You can do that. We do have some notes in always that a couple of our basses aren't quite sure of. Okay? And so you probably want to work on that. Listen to your, if you get learning tracks, make sure we're on the right notes. That's especially important when everyone else is singing so well. Here's one of those contrast things. Doing a well, good job. All it takes is one voice somewhere to sing a wrong note or sing out of the quality that you've created. That's going to jump out at you. That's the scratch on a new car. Ouch. That hurts. Scratch your own clunker isn't as noticeable. Okay? Now, there's a lot of singable consonants. Consonants like in always. Mm-hmm. Right? Always. How many different sounds do you have just in that word?
Like 5 or 6. Always.
Always. 5 are singable and then S on the end.
Yeah.
Whoa, you ever realize how much sound that has? So we've got to sing through all that sound. Say with me, always. Say that.
Always.
Always. Yeah, if we can put that much emphasis on the tonality as we sing, always. Sing that note unison. Always go.
Always.
Yes. Now the old way would have been always. See the difference?
Yeah.
Always. What happens is when you don't do it the second way I just described to you, the vocal posture changes. So things close up, different things happen, and that causes varying degrees of interruptions in the sound. So we want to keep that vocal posture the same.
I'll,
can we pick it up in there?
I'll be loving you always.
See, now by the time you got to the A, the sustained sound on the A, the fidelity remained the same. It's a strange habit to try to get into, but it pays off. And although it may sound odd to you being that distinct with every word sound, audience loves hearing that. They don't perceive it as that. Okay? You understand what I'm getting at on that? Alright, so let's go for that. That's following through on the singable consonants. Okay? In song 2, Sin to Tell a Lie, let me hear a little bit more clarity in the tone. Okay? There's a little bit, sometimes covered a little bit muddy.
Okay?
So we want to make sure that everything has diction without getting this way. Can we do that? How do we do that? Alright? We keep everything nice and open, and the lower we go in the range, the more fidelity, the more treble we're going to turn up. If we turn the treble on a stereo, on a radio, it's a little bit more brilliant. We want to aim for that. Let's find a place to do that.
Okay.
Good place to start.
Let's start at the first part.
Okay.
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Life. Sing life. That chord can do that. Life. The chord life.
Life.
Baritones, is that you on life? Sing please. Life. A little more sparkle. Sing it through the eyes. Life.
these baritones.
You hear the change you made basses right in there? Can we target that? Everybody do it that way. How can you?
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Now all of a sudden I've got about a lot more fidelity,
yeah.
And it's not different target sounds. You know what you change to make that work? Can you do that every time?
Sure.
That's all. Sure. Some of you are going to check pulses in just a minute here. Okay. That's what we want to go for. And it's not just that one word. It's throughout the whole thing. What we want to avoid doing, fellas, is keeping singing this way. We don't want to take the nice height out of the tone. We just want to add that little bit of treble to this. And on this, let's start this again, please. I want to step away from the vocal quality for just a second and think rhythm. There's a rhythm song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling that rhythm inside?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it one for all and all for myself? Right? Okay? We need to internalize that rhythm. So let's do it from the chorus. Okay?
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I tell you the truth.
You must have been insane. What I'm hearing is a little bit of tiny sync problems because we're not quite there on the rhythm. So reach over to the person by you, please. Would you reach hand? Put your hands up on your shoulder.
If
you need to, that's okay. And I want you to tap. How is one, two, go.
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
All of a sudden, that's why you need to start that word.
I'll practice a second later.
When I say internalizing the rhythm, could you feel it change?
Yes.
Feel it change?
Yes.
Oh, I had to jump in a little earlier. I can't hold that quite as long. I got to get out. Everything started together. So internalize that. Always have that feel. He'll be up here giving it to you, but is his job supposed to be to direct the tempo or to direct other things?
Yeah.
Things that make it more musical. How can you believe me when I say I love you when you know I've been a lot of God? And that's his job. Let him do his job. You do yours. You're going to be much happier. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You agree with that? Okay. So less from him is better. More from our singers. Do that one more time without the tap, tap, tap. So we can keep it as clean. Think it fast. Always be thinking that.
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth. How would you believe me when I say
Now, while this borders a little bit on the presentation side of it, you should internalize that rhythm and show a little bit, I've got rhythm in my body here. How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar, right? All right. Yeah, it's just a tiny little movement. Internalize it. Give me a little bit of physical. Show me that you've got it.
You can do the move, guys. Remember, we do the move, whatever you think, right?
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you.
Now, just that improvement right there is now going to give him a license to do little things like this. One, two, again.
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I have the reputation since I was a
youth. There, okay? Now you've allowed him to go to the next level, okay? So you got a few things to work on. So many good things happening here. Don't stop doing those. Add to them. And then practice them between rehearsal nights.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Oh, God. Congratulations, guys. Well done.
Thank you.